Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1752 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Sworn to by the said Ruth Robertson before G.W. Burke, Notary Public of Fulton County, a copy of which affidavit is hereto annexed and made a part of this affidavit. When the said Ruth Robertson related the facts and statements contained in the affidavit, she and I were the only persons in my rooms at the said Hotel Weinhof. I personally wrote out her statement of facts in longhand as she talked and later dictated them to a stenographer in the form of the affidavit that she later executed. The said Ruth Robertson met me in the evening of the 20th of November, 1913, in a drugstore, the name of the proprietor I cannot give, now the street address of the drugstore, though I could go to it and designate the place where she met me. I at this time called the notary public, G.W. Burke, and in his presence the said Ruth Robertson carefully read over the typewritten statement which she then and there executed and swore that the same was true. The said G.W. Burke was not at any time present in my rooms at said Hotel Weinhof during the visit of the said Ruth Robertson, when she related the facts of this said affidavit, nor was he present during the time that I dictated from my longhand notes of her statement to the stenographer who later transcribed his stenographic notes as signed and sworn to by said Ruth Robertson. The affidavit above mentioned is as follows. State of Georgia, County of Fulton personally, appeared Miss Ruth Robertson, residing at 74 Walton Street, in the city of Atlanta, State of Georgia, who upon oath deposes and says, I was a witness in the case of the people against Leo M. Frank, and on the morning of the day that I testified in the case, a police detective whose name I believe to be B. Rosser came to my house and conducted me to the office of Solicitor Dorsey. This was about 9 o'clock. I met Mr. Dorsey in a room in a building that I believe is opposite or in the vicinity of the building in which the trial was conducted. After being introduced to Mr. Dorsey by the detective, Mr. Dorsey greeted me very effusively and said he was glad I had come down to see him, and he was sure I would make a good witness and would help him out in the Frank case. He questioned and talked to me in the room alone for about a half an hour, beginning at about 8:30 o'clock. As I remember it, there was no proceedings in court on that day, and I later in the forenoon, at 9 o'clock, met Mr. Rosser and Mr. Arnold in the office of Mr. Rosser. I was there questioned by the conversation with Mr. Dorsey. He asked me to go ahead and tell him all I knew about Mr. Frank and Mary Fagan. I told him I knew nothing against char actor of Mr. Frank, except that I worked for him, and so far as I knew, he was a gentleman in every respect, or words to that effect. He asked me if I knew Mary Fagan, and I told him I did. He insisted that as I had worked at the National Pencil Company for a considerable time, that I must know something.